your task now as the leader, as the chairman of the board, but you sort of have to look at your responsibilities, how you handled those responsibilities and duties in your first term, and then you were brought up on ethics violations. You said it was a misunderstanding of the terms of the use of the credit card. You were almost kicked off this board, Courtney.
Well, you know, I think, again, that was a long time ago. I think one of the things that I learned from that situation, and one of the things actually I did, you know, is be honest, be open and honest about the mistakes I made. You know, that wasn't an issue that I shied away from by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, you know, I'm the person who brought it to the public's attention and dealt with it head on. I think, you know, in moving forward, nobody's perfect. I think, again, the voters have had an opportunity to adjudicate all of those issues. They have spoken. Not only that, they have spoken convincingly. I think this is a chance to make a difference. Make no mistake, I am incredibly proud of my first term in office. No doubt about it. I don't regret, you know, obviously there were some mistakes made, and you do what you can. When you make mistakes, you do what you can to atone for them. I'm incredibly proud of my first term in office. You know, I'm incredibly proud of the fact that I stood up and demanded a fair and, you know, transparent, full investigation into the cheating scandal. I'm incredibly proud of the fact that I remain one of the only elected officials to call on our former superintendent to return over $600,000 in bonus monies that were earned based off of fraudulent test scores. I'm incredibly proud of the fact that we've overhauled our teacher evaluation system. We have transformed the way we approach human resources in this school district to make sure we have the best and brightest teachers. We retain the best and brightest teachers and principals, and we develop them in a meaningful way to serve our kids. And so I think, you know, during the campaign trail, I had an opportunity to lay out what my record really is, aside from the adult issues or the politics that, you know, were at play at that time. And I think the voters, again, responded. They spoke, and they spoke convincingly. And so I'm glad of the work. I'm proud of the work that I was able to do. And that's what gives me an appetite to go back for more.